Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Where do you start, people? Where do you start? A hefty dose of leftism. Let me give you some headlines. This was some of the stuff over the weekend, and obviously we've started the week, but at least 5 dead and 50 shot amid bloody weekend in Chicago. Didn't have to tell you Chicago. Not that Chicago is the most dangerous city in America, because it is not. It's the 71st most dangerous city in America. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And you can reach us at 844-551-8255. And visit the website, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. We'll give you a lot of great information. Anyway, I just want to give you a hefty dose of leftism to start this segment. The AG of the United States, Garland, said it is unlawful for Texas to stop the busing of, here comes the word, folks, illegals in the state. I just want to give you some things that we'll be talking about that make you look at what we're what are we doing here in America with these crazy leftists? Oh, I got plenty. Hunter Biden tells people F themselves because he's getting a lot of money for his art. And I use my finger quotes. Talk about that. CDC director says if everybody just wears a mask, the Wu flu will stop spreading. You know, the same mask that you can smell cigarette smoke and bacon and all other foods through. That is, if you don't already have the Wu flu and not know it, because it's so dangerous that if you have it, you very well could not know it. I've already gone over the stats for the flu and all that if you want to look at a previous segment of what I do here. Here's another one. NHI director says new mask mandates are to protect, wait for it, the unvaccinated. Yeah, so you got your shot, but you still need to wear your mask. But now the new mask mandates are to protect the unvaccinated. I wanted you to understand just how loony these people are. That you get a shot, it'll still kill you. You can still get the disease. Anyway, we can talk about that. That's another loony thing that's on the agenda. Here's another one. This one will blow your mind. The San Francisco District Attorney is protecting shoplifters. Oh, and let's not leave out drug dealers. It's insane. That's the world of leftism. So where do you want to start? You want to start in Chicago with 5 people dead, 50 shot, typical weekend in the summer for Chicago. Democrats are going to solve the problem, right? Lori Lightfoot's got it under control. Oh, but let's not forget, the biggest threat, existential threat to Chicagoans, is, well, global climate change, until it's something else. Let's go with the NIH director. Francis Collins, director of the National Institutes of Health, said, this was on Sunday, that the new mask guidance released last week urging fully vaccinated people to wear face coverings indoors in coronavirus hotspots is, quote, mostly about protecting the unvaccinated. So just so we're clear, those who got the shot, who can no longer supposedly get the dreaded Wu flu, Kung flu, they still need to wear masks just in case they get the unvaccinated sick. Now, I want you to just walk me through the logic curve on this. Explain to me how this works in real life. You're vaccinated, so you're no longer a carrier of the dreaded Wu flu, and you should still wear your mask because those that don't have a mask, well, you're protecting them from the disease that you can't get. See, it's really clever what they're doing here. They're telling people, we know your vaccination didn't do you any good. We know it, for all intents and purposes, we should have given you a sugar shot or a saline shot because it did you no good, but we wanted to get you to continue to do your part for mankind. Will ya? And these idiots are, well, yeah, if it'll protect somebody else with me doing it, I'll certainly do it. Look, If you want to be part of that system, congratulations, go for it. But holy cow, man. I mean, common sense here. If you've gotten a shot and you're not revolting at the idea that you should have to wear a mask or you should have to lock down and be in quarantine, etc., why aren't you? Because wasn't that supposed to be it? If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. Well, I guess I should do that in the voice of Obama. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep it. I know it didn't sound like Obama, but you know what I'm talking about. If you like your mask, you can keep your mask. But if you get the shot, you don't need to, right? If I got the shot, which I never will, I would be livid if you told me, well, listen, oh, you got to now wear this thing again. Let me just tell you this. What we give you today, well, I already talked about it in another episode, but let me tell you, what we talk about today will blow your mind, and what the CDC knows and all the data that's coming from all over the country. And you know who's getting the Wu flu as much as those who are unmasked and unvaccinated? The vaccinated. The vaccinated are getting this disease in worse numbers, and certainly in worse numbers per capita, because if you're not vaccinated, you should be, we should all be dying, right? Particularly with this new scary variant, the Delta variant. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and start a rumor. There's a new variant that's coming besides the Delta variant. Don't tell anybody. Yeah, don't let anybody know that there's another scare coming right after the Delta variant scare, because it might be, you know, tipping our hand to what they're actually doing. There's a chart. Have you guys seen this chart? I just got it. Let me see if I can pull this up. So there's a, they call it the WHOOP. I call it the WHOOP restriction chart. So here's what they say. It's called the COVID-19 public manipulation model. Slight reopen, new variant, surging cases, lockdowns and further restrictions, vaccinations and or other booster, slight reopen, new variant, surging cases, lockdown and further restrictions, and it is a vicious circle and a vicious cycle. Now, folks, I just want to be clear that this is the cycle we're on. Let me continue with this NIH thing before I lose time in this segment. It says, can you clear this up? Do most vaccinated Americans need to wear masks in order to protect themselves and other vaccinated Americans? Or is this primarily about protecting unvaccinated Americans, including children under 12 and people who are refusing to get vaccinated? Host Jake Tapper asked Collins on CNN's State of the Union. It's mostly about protecting the unvaccinated. That's where the real serious risk of illness are, said the NIH director. We don't get vaccinated, it's on us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316.
That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about leftism, the craziness of leftism. I've titled this segment "A Dose of Leftism." I've pretty much titled this hour "A Dose of Leftism," and I've given you some ideas around leftism. For example, over this last weekend, 5 people are dead, over 50 people were shot in Chicago, the 71st most deadly city in America. Who knows what the rest would happen in the other cities? I'm sure it's utopia. I'm sure everybody is just, you know, pooping out rainbows and butterflies right now, right? Given that in the 71st most dangerous city in the country, 5 people were killed, lives changed, obviously, dramatically, 50 people shot, lives altered forever, probably in debilitating ways that certainly are a bigger deal than the existential threat of global climate change or even the dreaded Wu flu, but we don't say a word. The left wants you to ignore that. They want you to ignore all the chaos the poverty, the pestilence that they create. Because where is the majority of this poverty? Where is the majority of this pestilence? This thing, this pestilence, I should say, and all these things that are occurring in America, where is it? Is it in rural America? Is it on the farms? The people that they ridicule, the people that talk like this here, is it they who do all these things that are creating all these problems in America? Or is it the sophisticates, the intellectuals, the intelligentsia? I'll get it out. Is it them? I should say, is it they? Because that would put me with the intelligentsia. Unintended consequences, folks, of leftism all over the place. I decided I was going to watch a little bit of the Olympics. And I did. And the very first race I watched was a 1500 meter women's race. It was just what was on. I wanted to see the 200 meter sprints because I was a sprinter. So long story short, the very first race, they said this girl, she cut her hair and she made it rainbow because she's a 1500 meter runner for, I think, the U.S. And she wanted to make a statement for the, and I, literally they said this, the LGBTQIA plus community. That's what the announcer actually said. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I see your rainbow hair. That, you know, of course, gays stole the rainbow. I get that you want to make everything your cause, but let me just say this. If you're running on behalf of gay people, is that going to do it for them? I'm running on behalf of gay people because they're so oppressed. I don't know very many gay folks oppressed in this country. And here's what I would ask the LGBT community. I'm just picking on them right now because of this particular story. But when is it going to be enough? When is it enough for you to finally say, you know what? We can pretty much do whatever we want in this country. Are there not enough examples of you that every time you get somewhere, you have to make a statement on behalf of your, quote, community? Because, see, I'm beginning to suspect something. I'm beginning to suspect that this is less about your community and more about you. See, I've already figured this out with black folks. Black folks don't need any spokespeople. We're pretty good at what we do. We have sold ourselves to this country in ways that you wouldn't believe. We're so good at selling black people, we sell thuggery, and white kids want to be thugs. Yeah, flashing their gang signs and everything. They wear thug-like clothing. They want to talk like, you know, black folk, man, with whatever. It's insane. Anyway, here's some unintended consequences of the LGBTQIA plus movement. And we men, we can thank them for this. Crimes by women, they say, are surging. Yes, no more misogynistic, this rape culture and toxic masculinity, because we're transferring our men, and I use my finger quotes, over to become ladies on the left. And guess what? The numbers are surging in crime for women. But it's likely, they say, that women are committing no more or even fewer crimes than they have in the past. It's kind of like Britain did. They sent all their criminals to Australia. Well, I say this. Let's neuter all our criminals and send them over to the women. This is such a funny story. Says, but offensive by men who call themselves women are now being attributed to the female sex. The Christian Institute explained, at least 16 police forces record offenses according to offenders, quote, gender identity instead of their biological sex. Hey, liberals, leftists, welcome to the party. This is the crap you create. And it says the data is later shared with the Home Office and contributes to official statistics. Now, this is out of Britain, but coming to America soon, if it isn't here already. The Institute noted Member of Parliament Tanya Antoniazzi has expressed concern. I love when leftism snake bites itself. Okay, here it is. Data based only on self-identified gender does not give accurate data. What? Are you kidding me? You mean we need to have IDs that actually show who we are? We need to have our given names and our given sexes on the things? Do you know that they are talking right now about taking your biological sex off of your birth certificate? Because, well, gender is so fluid these days, who knows what they really are? Well, I know what I am, because my genitalia is on the outside. Oh, my goodness. So they said the issue came to light in the case of former police officer Zoe Watts, who was jailed for offenses that included building a bomb and having a cache of illegal weapons. Because isn't that what women sit around doing all day? Yeah. I know that's what leftists sit around doing. Leftists and Muslims. Oh, he didn't say that, did he? Yeah, he did. Says the 35-year-old worked for Lincolnshire Police for 8 years. Feminist campaigners have complained that it is the male biology that influences their behavior, so they need to be recorded with their biological sex. This is what this lady, this member of parliament, is still saying. She's saying, we can't let these people do this. She says, well, offense categories are very rarely committed by women. Don't you love this argument? There are things that women do, and there are things that men do. And when men transfer their biological sex to women, we can't count those things to women. We have to leave those with those toxically masculine men. And I said, can you imagine FBI profilers in the future having to deal with this level of insanity? And, you know, how this nonsense skews the real behavior of men and women. You know, there are things that men do, women do. We know that. When they're explaining it, and in her explanation, this chick, Tonya Antoniazzi, she's explaining it. She even understands, look, we don't want to get counted in the thing that men do. Yeah. And I completely understand. But what I don't understand is their push to, you know, marginalize men. And now when it's going to bite them, because it's biting them in everything, they can't win even their own pageants. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo committed several acts of sexual harassment that violated federal and state law, including the very regulation he signed and promoted in the aftermath of the Me Too movement, according to a long-awaited and devastating report issued Tuesday by the state attorney general, Tish James. The report, released after an investigation was launched in March, concluded that the accusations of multiple women, many of them former or current state employees, were credible. Attorney General James adding,
Governor Cuomo's administration fostered a toxic workplace where staffers did not feel comfortable coming forward with complaints about sexual harassment due to a climate of fear.
The Senate, slowly moving toward final votes on a sweeping $1.2 trillion infrastructure package. You are listening to USA Radio News. It's been more than 6 months since President Joe Biden took office. Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell offers his review of the president's time in office, beginning with the economy.
Mostly what they had to do was not get in the way. So where are we 6 months in? The U.S. economy has broken some recent records, mostly the wrong ones. Inflation just clocked its steepest 12-month increase in more than a decade.
The White House saying they believe prices for goods will go down as the economy returns to normal. Today marks 2 years since 23 people were killed in a mass murder at a Walmart in Texas. The city of El Paso planning to commemorate the tragedy with a bell tolling ceremony, healing garden, and luminary display tonight. The 23-year-old suspect in the shooting has yet to stand trial. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tell you what, it's easy to see why the left have lost so many people. So the Democrats have lost so many people. Why 16 million new people voted for President Trump in the big steal. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Be sure to subscribe to us, promote this thing. If you like what you hear, if you don't, move on. There's a lot of space on the internet. But I'll tell you what we will do. We will give you the truth here. I don't care about being censored. I've been kicked off of Facebook, kicked off of Twitter for doing nothing except telling the truth. So if that's the case, big deal. I got fired from Fox for telling the truth about the lying skanks that accuse Justice Kavanaugh of being a serial rapist. And where are they? Where's he sitting? Where are they? And the only reason why he's there, it wasn't because he was so tough. It was because people like you decided, you know what? You've had enough. You've had enough of the crazy world of leftism, a world where I just described earlier, the AG, Derrick Garland, is wanting to punish Texas for enforcing its laws against illegals coming into the state. A world where the NIH director says to the vaccinated, you know, you need to wear masks because you're protecting the unvaccinated. Now, these are the people that supposedly can't get the disease anymore. This is a world where the CDC director essentially said the same thing. This is unbelievable that what we're dealing with, a world where crime isn't even punished. Chicago, you want to kill somebody and get away with it, go to any big city in America and do it randomly. If you want to have the exhilaration of what does it feel like to shoot something and watch it die, go to any big city. Maybe you just want to look at it. You're not quite as bad as some of these other leftists that will go to baseball games and shoot up a politician because they don't like his politics. We live in a crazy world, and it's not us. It's them. So here's a little bit more crazy for you, because what I'm documenting is a dose of leftism and how you can evaluate this any way you want. But I can tell you what it all points back to. It points back to somebody trying to rationalize bad ideas. And I've done stories on this before. I've done my own study. And here's what I tell people. Leftists hate to be wrong, and they're wrong all the time. So what they do is when they get caught being wrong, they rationalize it. They go, well, it's not really wrong. Take shoplifting. When Michael Brown Jr. shoplifted, Sharpton actually came out and said, that's not shoplifting. That ain't theft. That ain't stealing. He was just getting back his reparations, man. What you talking about? That's theft. I'm going to talk more in depth about that and as it pertains to the black community another time. But it was a rationalization. Somebody breaks into your home, a black kid breaks into your home to steal something, gets himself killed. You're guilty. All he was trying to do was get money to go to college and pay for his books and stuff. You racist. How dare you protect your property? A carjacking is not a carjacking. That's somebody trying to get your car so they can go take it to the chop shop and get a little money for it so they can pay for college and stuff. Get some diapers for the kids. You meanie. You get it? That's what this is. By the way, I've given myself an Emmy for my acting there. This is insanity. So here's another little dose. San Francisco DA defends shoplifters. Here's a story written by Monica Showalter. It was in the American Thinker. Don't think this is Kevin. This is somebody else. By the way, if you do want to get a hold of Kevin and team, the Kevin Jackson Network. I was trying to think of who. Think about it. What is it that you? I pulled a Joe Biden on you just now. The Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. And if you're watching this on video, it'll stream and tell you where to go get our stuff, because we got cool stuff. Our messaging is our marketing. The things that I say, the stance that I take on life, if you got the guts, buy the cup, buy the mug, wear the shirt, wear the hat, whatever. We are about defending the police. We are about putting out a message that we are fearless leftists. You're not going to intimidate us. Anyway, back to the San Francisco thing. So this is written by Monica Showalter. San Francisco's broad daylight retail heist have shocked the nation in their brazenness. They, pardon me, triggered the closing of stores such as Walgreens, the shortening of hours for retail giants such as Target. Get this, 40% of city is planning to move out, with 80% citing out of control crime. Unbelievable. Now, keep in mind, California is a state where if you get AIDS and you knowingly give AIDS to somebody else, it's not a crime. And I don't know that it technically should be a crime per se, but don't you think it should be a moral crime that if you've got something and you know you've got it and you give it to somebody? That's just insane. So anyway, that's one thing. The second thing they've done, I mean, of the thousands, I don't know how long the list is at this point, but the other one is, it's no longer a felony to steal over, it used to be $50. Now, I get there's an adjustment for inflation, but now it's $950 in California. You know what kind of loot you can grab? Is it any wonder a retailer can stay open at all? I overheard a conversation with a friend of mine. He works in retail. Here's what he told me. This is in Arizona. He says, we don't even stop you. He goes, I quit stopping people because the cops would do nothing. Why am I going to stop you if the cops are going, man, there's nothing we can do? It is a free-for-all. And let me tell you, who's going to live by the rules? Are you going to walk into a store knowing that you could? I mean, I would love to go to Nordstrom's and go give me a this Hugo Boss right off the rack and walk right out. Wouldn't that be a cool thing to do? Except I have morals and I won't do it. I know somebody made it. I know it's some little Chinese dude or girl or child or Laotian somewhere that made it, but I'm still going to go do the right thing. So long story short, we got leftists that say, no, little retailer that, you know, spends a ton of money, puts his money into his little bodega or his little dress shop or whatever it may be, knickknacks, and somebody walks in, grabs $700 up to $950 worth of stuff and walks out. That's insanity. But it's happening. And it's not just isolated to San Francisco. This is happening all over the country. By the way, it's happening all over California. This is like me talking about Chicago killings. It isn't just Chicago. It's D.C., San Antonio, and the Liberty Town, Boston, and the Baton Rouge, Austin, what's the Oklahoma City, Seattle, San Francisco, too. You get it? Do I need to go Huey Lewis on you? Yes, it's everywhere. Anywhere there are Democrats in control, this is what's happening. I talked earlier about Chicago. This last weekend, and doesn't matter what weekend, pick a weekend, doesn't matter what the number is, dozens will be shot and quite a few people will be killed. If I just said that, it would be true every weekend in Chicago, certainly during the summer. They take a little break during the winter. Crime goes on a bit of a hiatus. Yet, everywhere you go, defund the police, man, defund the police. I'm going to explain that mentality. I teased it earlier. In the black community, in the liberal community at large. I'm going to prove to you how crazy you can get in this country if you succumb to leftism. So, back to San Francisco. We talked about this happened a month or two ago. Does it matter? But here's what happened. This guy goes in on a bicycle, loads up a Santa Claus. It was a black bag, you know. Black power. So he loads up this black bag and he literally just takes his arm and just shoves stuff into this big bag and he looked like Black Santa and he bicycled out of the store. And all the people did was videotape him. Yeah. Remember Jussie Smollett and his crime against humanity where he claimed Trump supporters beat him and put a noose around his neck and poured bleach on him and he's walking free. See, there's a rationalization for the left for everything. There's a reason why all this is happening. Why do you think we're talking about critical race theory now? It was born of critical legal theory. And critical legal theory says, well, there have been all these injustices done to black folks. And it needs to be corrected. And you know what? A lot of that was true. Black people were lynched by Democrats for no reason. Looking at a white woman accusing you of something, she was the emperor, Caesar, kill him, hang that black man. Why? Because he looked at me. Because he made a pass at me, whatever. Yes, we needed a correction. But it isn't because of you, America. It's because of those leftists, the very people that continue to oppress blacks today and are oppressing everybody. Why do you think our catchphrase in this company is emancipation too? Even the white folks get free.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Boost our medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's a reason for the mass exodus of former leftists that have said we've had enough. They're leaving San Francisco, or they're leaving California, they're leaving these blue states, they're coming to red states, and we can only hope that they understand the error of their ways. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. You have to hope that, but you can do more than hope. You can be very vocal about it. I know in my area, when I'm having a conversation with anybody, I let them know I'm a conservative. I don't want your BS coming here. And what's funny, people don't talk about it. I'm talking about if you're golfing or out doing whatever you're doing, I bring it up. You know what people do then? They say, I feel the same way. You know, you can almost feel the sense of relief, like, you know, ooh, there's a black guy that thinks like this. There's a lot of us. And if you're vocal about it, people get it. Because I don't want your crap coming here. I don't want the things we describe in San Francisco. Look at Jerry Brown. Oh, we got to have green energy. And what's he doing now? He has to issue an emergency executive order because he's got brownouts. People are dying because of the heat. Oh, I know that global climate change has really impacted summer. So much so that summer continues to come all across America. You know what? It's 116 degrees sometimes in Arizona because we live in a desert. And we better have AC. And you better not be relying on the sun or the wind, even though the sun is going to shine. It isn't enough to power what you need to run that AC to keep you cool. Let the air conditioning go out in your house or your car in Arizona. You'll get it. So California is a freaking desert, especially on the southern side anyway. And Gary Brown, oh, we gotta go to clean energy. Look, I'm all for clean energy, but I'm also for smart energy. And I'm also for survival. So keep your stupid politics. And don't bring your, oh, Kevin, you're black and you're so under, you're downtrodden and whatever else. Don't bring your feminism and your other isms. I don't want it. And most of you don't either. Anyway, we're focused right now on San Francisco because they've got a city, what do they call it, attorney, district attorney, who believes it's okay to shoplift. It's okay. She's defending shoplifters. They've documented that big companies, big corporations are having to adjust their rules because of the amount of theft. They call it shrinkage in retail. It's not shrinkage. It's out and out, blatant, in-your-face theft. Something you would never even think to do. It isn't like you go into the store and you sneak around and go, okay, there's a candy bar. Get my candy bar. Nope. They go in. In the case of this one black dude, I call him Black Santa, he rides in on a bike to a CVS or a Walgreens or something, just goes in and steals meds right off the thing, puts it in a bag, rides out on a bicycle, and nobody does a thing. And the problem is, Chesa Boudin, Boudin, that's the district attorney in San Francisco, believes that drug dealers and these shoplifters and, I don't know, murderers and rapists and whatever else, they're the real victims. And this is what a lady wrote in American Thinker. She says, this tells us a lot about the state of moral bankruptcy of the wokester movement and what the New Yorker dismisses as backlash. According to the Daily Mail, citing an interview in the New Yorker, after a viral video surfaced in June of a thief stealing oodles of goods from a Walgreens into a trash bag, then riding his bike through the store, unencumbered on the way out. And here's what Boudin said, the city attorney, the district attorney. When I watch that video, I think about five questions that people are not asking that I think they should. You're going to get a kick out of this, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Sign up. Is he drug addicted, mentally ill, or desperate? Desperado. Why don't you come to your senses? Come down from the fences. Open the gate. Is he drug addicted, mentally ill, or desperate? Dude takes a bag into a Walgreens, shoplifts on a bicycle, rides in and rides out. Is he drug? No. He's as sane as they come. This is a criminal going, man, it's a free-for-all up in here. Then she goes on. Here's the thing. what's driving his behavior? And is it any way representative? Because it was presented as something symptomatic. And then the writer goes on, the question that doesn't occur to him is whether the thefts are illegal or whether continuous unpunished crime is seriously disruptive to any society of lawful order. In fact, according to the New Yorker, Bodin embraces the logic of looters from Black Lives Matter from over the summer. She said this, if Walgreens has insurance for certain goods or they expect a certain amount of loss, if they would rather not risk lawsuits or escalation to violence, then maybe that's something we should know about. So your insurance, you've got insurance on your car, right? Auto theft insurance. Why not let people steal your car? I mean, it only makes sense. You're covered. This, folks, is the logic that is being used to run municipalities. Go back to Chicago, the district attorney in Chicago who let Jussie Smollett lie about a group of people, Trump supporters, who supposedly committed this heinous racial act of violence against him. And when it is determined that he is a bald-faced skank liar, nothing happens to Jussie. Because, you know, I mean, there are some Trump people out there who would probably, maybe, perhaps do this. So we can't really blame Jussie for what he was trying to make, which is, let me just say, probably the bigger point, right? I mean, after all, aren't we now pretty much dyed in the wool on the narrative that Trump people are violent? Look at the January 6th thing in Charlottesville and I don't know, all these other things that we've made up and that we do ourselves as leftists. Because that's their logic. Their logic is we will go stir up mess on January 6th and then we'll hold commissions on who did it and how bad it was. And some people have called it the worst insurrection in our government's history, and I could go on. This is the type of stuff that you're dealing with. Anyway, Budin goes on. The writer goes on in this story. Let me find it. He says, well, gee, if they had insurance, and of course it's all right. That's what Black Lives Matter looters were saying as they hauled out the Nike tennis shoes and the large screen TVs. Sounds like a sleazy defense attorney. I guess it's a he, Chisa. I don't know. I thought it was a she. Crafting a case for a scummy defendant with nothing else for his defense than to blame the victim, which in this case is Walgreens, or anybody else that is a victim of violent crime of the left. Like the dude, I'll give you a perfect example. Officer Darren Wilson, a victim of violent crime of the left. A man who fought for his life against a 280-pound, 300-pound black dude by the name of Michael Brown Jr., who was trying to get his gun and shoot him. But you know what? The hero in that scenario for the left is the thug who stole from a store then tried to kill a cop. Does that make it simple enough for you? Because a lot of times I don't feel like my point is being made. Says worse still, she says the same thing for hardened drug dealers in the country illegally. Greenberg showed me a video of Budin at a town hall in which residents had asked, this is what the writer is saying, by the way, what could be done about some drug dealers? And Budin noted in his reply, it is a guy. That many of the drug dealers had been brought to the United States by human traffickers, that they were, in a sense, victims themselves. He's excusing Honduran drug dealers, Greenberg said, not holding them accountable. Wow. So he goes on to say, you see, they had a bad childhood, so dealing drugs, or the writer is a she, is therefore all right. These are the people, folks, running areas of this country, big area, St. Louis, the couple that was protecting themselves from Antifa that brandished weapons to say, if you try to come in our house, we're going to shoot you. They are in trouble, but the people who trespassed on their houses and threatened to kill them and burn their house down with them inside are free to roam the country. And you wonder why the Democrat Party's having trouble keeping people, why leftism is struggling. It's like unions. You know, if they can't force you to stay in, people leave in droves.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.